Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and this is another one of my videos about mistakes firms make in their hiring and interviewing. Now, this one is about discrimination, and it involves a bias that is not protected in any way, shape, or form by legislation. So I want to be clear about that. You know, there are obvious ones like race, color, creed, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, whole host of obvious biases that exist. But then there are other ones that are just equally as discriminatory and foolish for you to allow your hiring managers to get away with. Now, here's an example of one, and I'll pose the scenario. A firm yesterday is interviewing someone for a position, and after the interview, I asked the candidate, how'd the conversation go? I answered almost all the questions correctly. Maybe there was one the manager and I disagreed with, but overall, everything else went well. How'd the two of you get along? You know, he had a poker face. He didn't really play. We really didn't connect. That's basically the message he provided me with. And then afterwards, I thought about it, and I asked him, so, you know, was he an urban guy or, you know, a suburban guy? Was he a local or someone you think might be a transplant? The answer was, my candidate is a rural guy or from a non-urban setting. It could be suburban, but he's got a little bit of an accent. You know what I mean? And the individual he's interviewing with is urban, and he comes from a big city and moves south later on. So energetically, they're different. Now, I want to raise this, a flag about this one, because it is a form of discrimination. The assumption that urban people often have about rural or suburban southern people is that they're dumb. The accent makes them dumb or presents dumb to them. And as such, you don't listen. And you don't pay attention to them the same way as you do with other people who are like you. And I always come back to the fact that you think you're assessing for fit. Basically, what you're doing is reinforcing discriminatory patterns and projecting attributes onto people that don't necessarily exist. Now, if you qualify someone and they can't answer your questions, I have no issue about that whatsoever. That is a fair and objective reason for turning someone down. However, in most instances, particularly in hard-to-find skill areas, and I'm not going to list all the skills because by the time you watch this video, one skill may be pretty easy to find, and suddenly you're not paying attention anymore. So I'll simply say in hard-to-find skill areas, the only qualification you should use is this person qualified? Can I trust them? Do they appear as though they have the work habits to do the job? And this notion that they can fit in, to me, is BS. Why do I say that? Time and time again, I don't see firms using any objective measure to evaluate fit. What I see is a hiring manager who comes to the decision based upon a job applicant on good behavior and they being on good behavior that they won't mesh. Yet the fact is, here's a fact, that more than 70% of hiring managers a year after the hire would not have hired that employee. What's that telling you about the criteria that you're using? It doesn't work. So I'm pointing out this discriminatory practice, and I'm calling on it. And I'll simply say the reverse is also true. You know, I'm living in North Carolina now. In case you haven't noticed, that's a New York accent I've got. And I'm still referred to as a Yankee here. I've been here for 4 years. You may watch this video at some point in the future. I know I will always be a Yankee because I don't necessarily, quote, fit. So I know it's the reverse pattern as well, that people have some apprehension about paying attention to me as an urban guy in a less urban area or in a rural area. And transplants get me, and local people look at me as a curiosity. So it's a two-way street. Don't you Southerners think that you're any better than the urban folks because you aren't. Again, qualification is the only criteria that should go into your assessment. And I'm going to add the extra thing, rigorous reference checking and background checking. Without the rigor there, you may be hiring, the sow's ear instead of the silk purse. But again, it starts off with evaluating for qualification, period, because you are not knowledgeable nor using adequate measures, if anything, to assess for fit. So I'm Jeff Alpin. I know this is a good video. I know this can help. You may disagree. You can leave a disagreeing opinion down below. If you agree, give it a thumbs up. If you disagree, just leave the comment. Don't do the thumbs down. It has an adverse impact on how other videos of mine on YouTube are seen. And if you want to subscribe to my channel, let's see now. Is that the way? Yeah. See that little icon there? Click it. You'll have a subscription to this channel on YouTube and get notified whenever I do new videos. I'm Jeff Alpin. Have a great day. Take care.